Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not a single giant model release. It is smaller, sharper, and frankly more useful. The agent stack is starting to demand receipts. Not just, did the agent finish? But what tiny checkable artifact proves it stayed inside the boundary, used the right tools, preserved the claim trail, and did not quietly spray tokens or credentials across the room? That may sound unglamorous. It is also exactly how agents become production software. The ledger opens with tool calling getting more teachable and tool boundaries getting more enforceable. MarkTech posts new guide to fine-tuning tool calling LLMs with XWise, Aquila, SFT, and Qwen3 is the practical kind of release I like. Dataset, schema, behavior, evaluation. It treats tool use as something you train and test, not something you merely beg for in a prompt. That matters because the community signal today is pointed in the same direction. Proofrun surfaced on Hacker News as a local verification receipt for AI coding agents. Custom House appeared as a deterministic MCP proxy meant to block agent exfiltration. These are small projects, but the direction is large. Builders want done and allowed to be machine checkable. And then Sierra's research on the hidden attack surface of agentic integration platforms supplies the enterprise warning label. Agent connectors often sit near Gmail, GitHub, Circle CI, ticketing, and other high-leverage systems. If a key leaks or a connector is overbroad, the agent layer becomes a bridge between services. That is not a prompt safety problem. That is an integration boundary problem. My take. This is the week's most important pattern. Agents do not become reliable because the model sounds confident. They become reliable when the surrounding system can produce little receipts. This tool call was allowed. This credential was scoped. This edit matched the contract. This claim came from this source. The model release lane is quieter this morning, so the useful model story is really about specialization. The MarkTech Post Tool Calling Fine-Tuning Guide is important precisely because it moves the conversation away from leaderboard theater and toward behavior you can rehearse. If an agent has to call tools, then the training data needs examples of correct calls, wrong calls, missing arguments, recovery paths, and refusal cases. There are also model-adjacent research signals worth noting. Hugging Face's August 16th paper shelf includes AutoDesign, a meta-harness optimization paper for long-horizon agentic design, and PlayWorld, a benchmark for world models with agent players over long-horizon objectives. Those are not splashy consumer launches, but they reinforce a lesson agent builders keep rediscovering. Capability lives in the harness as much as in the base model. The scaffolding decides what the model can safely attempt, what it can observe, and how it knows when to stop. So, quiet day for brand new frontier banners. Useful day for the less glamorous machinery around models, tuning, harnesses, and evaluations. The tooling lane has three bright flags. First, receipts. Proofrun's pitch is a local verification receipt for coding agent runs. The idea is simple and powerful. After an agent claims it changed code, the system should preserve evidence that can be inspected later. What ran? What passed? What files changed? What command proved it? Capri, the contract-aware proof repair paper for Isabel, gives the research version of the same idea. Isabel checks that the proof is accepted. A separate checker enforces a machine-readable edit contract. The workflow retains prompts, proposals, candidate repositories, diagnostics, verdicts, and hashes. That is my favorite kind of architecture. The worker is not also the final authority. The verifier is smaller, stricter, and has a concrete contract. Second, boundaries. Custom House proposes a deterministic MCP proxy that blocks exfiltration. Whether this particular project becomes widely used is less important than the pattern. MCP and tool servers are becoming the hands of agents. Hands need gloves, locks, and logs. If a tool can read a repository, a calendar, a database, or a browser session, then the model promised not to misuse it is not a control. A proxy that can deny, record, and fail closed is a control. Third, context budgets. Token Compress showed up as a sub-2 millisecond Go, CLI, and MCP sidecar that prunes agent tool context. Headroom continues to trend around compressing logs, files, tool outputs, and RAG chunks before they hit the model. That sounds like cost engineering, and it is, but it is also reliability engineering. Unfiltered tool output is where important evidence goes to drown. Good compression is not just shorter context, it is cleaner context. On GitHub, three repositories stood out from the current scan. Graphify Labs Graphify is still a major signal with more than 100,000 stars and current activity. It turns code bases, documents, SQL schemas, configs, and PDFs into a queryable knowledge graph with explained edges. The phrase explained edges is doing a lot of work there. Agent context is more trustworthy when the system can say why two facts are connected. Headroom is the second repo to watch. Its value proposition is direct. Compress tool outputs, logs, files, and RAG chunks before they reach the LLM. If you are running coding agents or research agents, this is not optional plumbing for long. Context windows are large now, but agent loops are hungrier. Without filters, every tool becomes a fog machine. Chrome DevTools MCP is the third. Browser instrumentation is one of the most consequential tool surfaces for coding agents because it moves verification from the code compiled to the rendered application behaved. That is a much better receipt. A screenshot, DOM state, console log, network trace, or accessibility tree can prove things a model summary cannot. Capri is the research highlight of the morning. Contract-aware proof repair may sound narrow, but the architecture generalizes. Let the agent propose. Let the formal system validate. Let an independent checker enforce what was authorized. Keep the hashes and the verdicts. That is exactly the shape of trustworthy agent work. Reconcile once. Write anytime is another paper worth shelving. It separates a maintained point-in-time knowledge library from report writing. The system uses evidence cards, a metric ledger, and a claim graph to reduce drift and contradiction. For anyone building research agents, this is the librarian pattern. Reconcile sources before generation, then make writers draw from a controlled shelf. StateBridge is more speculative. It studies hidden state alignment for latent communication in multi-agent systems. In short, agents may coordinate by passing richer internal representations instead of just text. That could improve performance, but it also raises a deliciously thorny audit problem. If the coordination channel becomes less human legible, where does provenance live? Builders should ask that before celebrating the speed up. Construct's essay on agent task half-life is a useful mental model. Long-running tasks decay. Assumptions go stale, dependencies shift, and the world changes while the agent is still working. Durable agents need checkpoints, resumable state, and clear abort conditions. The Hacker News discussion around an agent burning 100 times the tokens of a chat turn is also worth attention. Token use is becoming an observability metric. If a run costs dramatically more than a normal interaction, it needs dramatically better evidence of value. And Sierra's integration platform warning deserves a second mention. The most dangerous agent failures may not look like science fiction. They may look like a normal connector with too much access, too little scoping, and no hard stop between systems. The bottom line, the agent stack is maturing in a wonderfully unglamorous direction. The interesting work is in sidecars, proxies, contracts, ledgers, hashes, and context filters. Not one big model grading another big model, but small deterministic gates that make the claim inspectable. This is how done becomes an artifact instead of a vibe. That's Evie's morning AI brief. Build boldly, verify locally, And never trust a confident agent without a receipt.